Hello, this is Pastor Gary from First Baptist Church of La Plata. Did you hear about the drunken Turkish man who wandered off from his friends? After the man didn't return, his friends put together a community search party. As the search party fanned out, the lost drunk man ended up joining in the search. It was not until members of the search party began to call his name that the man realized that he was part of the team that was searching for him. A similar thing happened to a tourist in Iceland back in 2012. The tourist left her tour group to change clothes. When she returned, no one recognized her in their different clothes, so the entire tour group, including the woman who changed her clothes, began searching for her. Jesus told a set of three parables in Luke 15 about lost things: the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son, otherwise known as the prodigal son. In each case, there was rejoicing once what had been lost was found. Jesus went on to teach that all of heaven rejoices when even one lost person or sinner repents of his sin and is saved. Here's something that's always bothered me, though. Why do we say that someone who is unsaved is lost, but we don't say that someone who is saved is found? Saved and unsaved go together, and lost and found go together. Whatever. I'm both saved and found, and I hope you are, too.